Today is Yom Yerushalayim, so I want to spend a few moments looking at a halakha associated with Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Masechet Bava Batra, Daf Pei Bet, Amud Bet, makes a list of 10 halakhot which apply to Yerushalayim, and the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Beit HaBechira, Halakha Yudalad, lists 16 halakhot that apply to Yerushalayim, most of them taken from the Gemara in Masechet Bava Batra, and others taken from other sources as well. So amongst the halakhot is a halakha that ain not in bagi not upardasin, that you're not allowed to plant gardens or orchards in Yerushalayim. The source for that is the Gemara in Bava Kama, and also that ain makaimin ba'ilanot, you don't maintain trees in Yerushalayim. The source for that is a Tosefta in Masechet Aholot. What's the reason for these prohibitions? So the reason for the prohibition against planting gardens and orchards is because of the sirachon, because of the fact that leaves and fruit drop to the floor and create a mess and foul smell, etc., etc. And the reason for not having trees in Yerushalayim is because of tumah, that if something tameh is under part of the tree and a tahor person walks under another part of the tree, then that tumah can be transferred to them. And of course in Yerushalayim we want to be very careful that there is no tumah and tahara, or that rather that people in Yerushalayim don't become tameim. Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukatzinski, in his Sefer Ir HaKodesh HaMikdash, in the third Chelek, he asked a kasha from the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, which says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Kol shita v'shita shelachu akum Yerushalayim, every shita tree, it's a certain type of tree, that the Gentiles stole from Yerushalayim, so it seems that these were important trees and they were stolen from Yerushalayim, atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzirah, in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return them to Yerushalayim. So his question is, how come these trees were growing in Yerushalayim when you're not supposed to have them? And his answer is, and he brings proofs from various places in Tanakh and Shas, is that where we talk about these halachot of Yerushalayim, we're talking about the Ir HaAtika, it's the area within the Chomot of Yerushalayim, the area within the walls of Yerushalayim. That's where the proper Kedusha applies, and doesn't apply to what we would call the suburbs or the outlying areas of Yerushalayim. He brings proofs that what we would call Greater Yerushalayim is also called very often Yerushalayim, but not that the halachot of Yerushalayim actually apply to that wider area. So an interesting question in the Acharonim is whether or not this halakha applies nowadays. If you live in the old city of Yerushalayim, are you allowed to plant some nice trees in your courtyard? So the Sefer Kaftov Aferach, which was actually written by one of the Rishonim, he says that this halakha does apply nowadays, and he raises the question of a lulav, which comes from a palm tree which is grown inside Yerushalayim. He says that you're not allowed to use such a lulav because of mitzvah habar baveira. This is a mitzvah which has come out as a result of a transgression. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Morotzia, he actually disagrees with this halakhic conclusion. Even if it's true that you're not allowed to plant and maintain such trees in Yerushalayim nowadays, nevertheless, it wouldn't be Masa Mitzvah Habar Baveira, because the result that it's, okay, it's true that you're not allowed to plant the tree, but taking the branches some stage in the future, perhaps even somebody else, isn't regarded as Mitzvah Habar Baveira. There are also even those who suggest that if there are trees growing in Yerushalayim, that you're not allowed to say the branches on them in a Nissan for this same consideration, which again would be rejected by Reb Yaakov Emden. However, the maskan of the poskim seems to be that this din doesn't apply nowadays. Reb Yechiel Michal Tukatzinski in his Sefer says that the only dinim which still apply in Yerushalayim are dinim to do with the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the intrinsic sanctity of Yerushalayim. So, for example, the notion that you don't leave a cremate overnight in Yerushalayim. You don't leave a corpse overnight in Yerushalayim, which is one of these 10 things in Bava Kamma. So that's to do with the intrinsic holiness of Yerushalayim. That would still apply. But things which are to do with either Tumah and Tahara, which is no longer applicable without a Beit HaMikdash, or the beauty of the city and such things, which is primarily for the Olei Regalim, the pilgrims who come up at the festival times. So these don't apply nowadays, and therefore, Bisman Hazeh, there's no prohibition of having such trees in Yerushalayim, even in the Ir HaAtikah. Interesting question would be that, Sheibane Beit HaMikdash Bim Heirav Yameinu, that when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, will there be a requirement to cut down all such trees? But Yehi Ratzon that we will see that day speedily in our days. Vahaleinu b'vinyanav, samcheinu b'tikunah. Adkan.